4 CBA Mobile.
They let you on the road again, W2T Mobile.
Yeah, I actually have a license for that, Rusty. Also got a license for something else. Actually, I have several licenses. Good Lord. But anyway, what you up to today?
Went down to Pickens this morning. Went down there and did a property inspection. Took about 6 or 7 pictures. Filled out about a page of a report. Checked off a couple of other spots. And now I'm on my way back home. So anyway, just been out doing my thing today.
You didn't happen to be on Fox Squirrel Ridge, did you?
I was down on Ferris Bridge Road down there, and then on Pumpkin Town Road going into Pickens.
We usually pronounce that with an N, Pumpkin Town, something like that. Anyway, good old Southernese, I call it. We have our own language. Just like they do in Charleston. You've been down there, you listen to some of that Geechee and Gullah. You can't even understand them. And that's English.
I lived down in that area for 20 years, 1957 to 1976. So I know about all of that area. I was graduated from high school down there in Hanahan, just over into Berkeley County, and you know, all that good area. I was down there in the service down there and all that stuff. So you know, I'm well aware of what goes on down in the area. Right now, I'm on 85 North. About ready to get off up here on Highway 290 in a minute, and then go take care of some other business I got to take care of today.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you probably told me, but what branch of the military were you in?
It's Navy.
Being that from down there, I would figure it's either the Navy or the Air Force. Back in the day, now the Air Force base is everything. It's really weird. But anyway, I was down there earlier this year for an air show, and the Blue Angels were there, and man, they just had a bunch of planes. One I wanted to see and get my picture made beside was the P-51 Mustang. I did that. My daughter took my picture, and we had fun. It was a little toasty, but wasn't too bad. But yeah, you know, I lived in James Island for 2.5 years. So, but anywho, I tell you, I'm glad to be back in Greenville.
I was 10 years old when I came back to South Carolina, and I've now been here 67 years, so in the state. So I guess people say I qualify to be a permanent member of the state now, and having spent most of my life here in this state. And but no, I went in the Navy because my dad was in the Navy, my mom was in the Navy, I was in the Navy, my sister was in the Navy. You know, it was a family business there.
KB4 CBA. Well, that's what you do. I mean, you know, especially back in the day, you know, when I was coming along, you know, my dad. He was one of three, and he was the middle child, and his younger brother was in the Army, and Dad was in the Army, and his older brother, Hugh, was in the Army. He was over in Germany in World War II. Dad, thank goodness, didn't have to go. He was serving during in the Army during the Korean conflict, and they were getting ready to put him on a ship to ship him over to Korea, but my grandmother got him to check his eyes again, and because he didn't have good vision, and they discharged him. So, and then my younger, his younger brother, my uncle, other uncle, he served during peacetime. But when I was coming along, it was Vietnam, and I was just grateful that Nixon stopped the draft. That's all I can say about that.
Hey, I kept from being drafted. The year I was a senior in high school, which was the 64-65 period, you said that was Vietnam, and they were drafting a lot of people back then. And I went and joined the Naval Reserve. When I was 17, got my mother to sign me up, and I went and joined the Naval Reserve. So when I turned 18, I went over to the draft board there in Berkeley County and did my proper registration, and then I basically thumbed my nose at them because when my status come back, I came back as a 4S because I was already in the service. So that took care of that. And but you were talking about Pearl Harbor, and my dad was in World War II in Pearl Harbor. He was at Pearl Harbor the day it was bombed. He was off the coast of Korea aboard a ship that was shooting into Korea, shelling Korea, and also being shot at. So he survived both of those, and then was stationed in California when cancer got him. So, you know, all those different things happen over years, and we all get to it. But we all do our service, those of us, because like I said, I have 26 years of military before I retire. I don't doubt a day of it, you know. It's what you do.
I'd already made up my mind, and I really don't know why, the Air Force, but I'd already made up my mind to join the Air Force if they were still drafting. I got a low number. You know, I heard, yeah, I don't know if this is right or not, but I heard if you joined, you might get a choice as to where you go, but kind of doubt it. But anyway, I served during peacetime because the Vietnam War was over by the time I had to register for selective service, or it was, you know, they were bringing troops home as fast as they could. So anyway, that was fine with me, because I tell you, we really treated those guys and ladies all the stuff that was going on. It was just incredible. It wasn't a popular time to be in the military.
Like I said, I was in during the Vietnam War. I actually I was on active duty for 2 years and 5 months, and then the rest of my time was all reserve time, but I did enough weekends and everything else. But I was stationed at a Marine Force headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. So, you know, I did 1 year of college and then went on active duty after that. Did 2.5 years there at Marine Force headquarters in Charleston, and got out, went back into the reserve program, and I stayed in there until I had 26 years in, and then retired as an E-7. So, you know, it is what it is over here. And you can tell it's getting close to lunchtime because all the idiots are getting out on the road here now. Traffic is building up over here on 290. W2T Mobile.
Before CPA. So where did you go to college?
I got 1 year in at the University of South Carolina, and but I probably should have gone straight on in the service, then went to college after I got out and used my GI Bill to go back to school. So, you know, I was able to get a year of college in based on the fact my dad died while on active duty, so we got all of us kids got money every month and things like that, so it helped out. But yeah, I went to the University of South Carolina for 1 year.
Well, that's good. My uncle, TJ, my dad's younger brother, got his degree in music education, and he went to Furman 2 years, and then he joined the Army, and then when he got out of the Army, they paid for his last 2 years at Furman, so he got a good deal there, and then he went on the school in Rochester, New York. The name eludes me right now, but anyway, the music school up there, and got his master's, and then he started working on his doctorate. But man, he was a great guy, I tell you. Had a beautiful voice and just a kind spirit, you know. He was just a great man. And had my aunt is she's still living. My uncle passed away, but anyway, and they had three kids, and so we're still close. And so anyway, so but yeah, I was glad that TJ could use that GI Bill to go to school.
And 0TR mobile.
And there went the neighborhood. Hello, Tom. I'm going to give it to you here in just a sec because I'm reaching my intermediate place where I've got to go take care of what I talked to you on the phone about earlier and everything. So I'm here at the Publix and going to go in and talk to these nice folks. But anyway, Dave, yeah, my wife did 2 years of college, and she was studying to be a band director. And if she hadn't had a falling out with her the director of the bands at the University of South Carolina, who happened, he ended up being her guidance counselor for things, and he was keeping it on her and classes and everything. So anyway, well, I'll talk to both of you later. I've reached my intermediate stop, and I need to go in here and get a few things done. I'll talk to both of you later. N0TR to take it. W2T. 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Good to hear you again. Well, Dave, we haven't done much today. We just went out and went to the dump. That's about it. And then ate breakfast.
Rusty. Well, breakfast. Well, I played tennis this morning at 9, and I'm just getting home. I'm sitting here in the driveway. Oh, me. I've got so much to do. I'm just sitting here thinking about what I'm going to do next. But anyway, sure wish it'd rain, because with my grass, if it gets much browner, people think it's winter time over here.
Here's a suggestion for you the rest of the day. Play tennis. Yeah, ours too, Dave. I don't know, it seems futile just to water it. It does seem like the first of the week that it's going to get much better as far as the rain goes, but boy, it's sure been isolated lately. There's places around us very close that got nice rain the other day, just a few days ago, and we didn't get any.
Got a couple of drops over here. Let's see, Sunday. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I mean, it was just like a few drops here and there, and that was it. And so I had watered my grass, I think, either Friday or Saturday, or maybe both. And then my wife said, well, you know, it's going to rain Sunday. And yeah, right. So anyway, it rained somewhere, but anyway, not here. And I guess, you know. Yeah, I guess we'll get a cloud come up here one of these days. As my grandmother used to say, there's a cloud coming up. Oh, me. She was scared to death of storms. She would, if we had a thunderstorm, she'd make us unplug everything in the house and sit with her in the living room. And the windows were open. And we would sit there until the storm, no matter how long it lasted, until the storm was over, because she was scared to death. Now, she wouldn't let us know, but she was.
There are people like that, and especially animals. They just, they know when it's coming, and they go nuts when it gets here. I guess they'll be doing that tomorrow, 4th of July, for the traffic up here. Just unbelievable on this highway that we used to see three or four cars going down to White Hampton. We're just going down to get some pizzas down here at Fisher's Orchard and then go back. I gotta go out and see if there's any tracks behind the chicken pen because there was a marmot out there last night. And I don't know where it was, but I doubt if there's any tracks either, Dave. It's so dang dry. Well, I'm going to pull in and get some gas here, Dave, so I'm going to let you go because I see the gas pump's empty here. 73's and catch you down the line, bud. KB4CPA in 0TR.
Well, if you got a gas pump, you don't need to stop and get gas. But anyway, my car didn't come with a pump. It just came with a tank. And my engine is real thirsty. But y'all have a good day and stay cool, stay hydrated, and stay out of trouble. So I know as long as you're with Bernice, you'll have to stay out of trouble, so I don't have to worry about that. Anyway, 73's N0TR KV4 CPA.